See, and he's like, oh, okay, okay, come on, walk back to my trailer with me. And I was like, okay. He goes, I have something to give you. You know, I really enjoyed talking to you, and I want to give you this. And I was like, okay, like, I don't know what it's going to be. Yeah. It was a laminated card with this photo of him. He was posed kind of like this, and he's just looking to camera. And then the flip side was just a photo of his dog.
Okay.
And he, and here's the thing. And I was like, thanks. He goes, now you keep that. You keep that, okay? And I said, mm-hmm. And I did.
She did. She still has it.
I'm not afraid to say who it is.
Do it.
It was.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tea Time with Raven
and Miranda.
Today on the podcast, we have.
Yes! You know what? Before I introduce you, there's not too many people in this industry who grew up in the industry. Uh-huh. Me, I've done it. I started when I was 16 months old. I'm a 40-year-old ass bitch right now.
Uh-huh. It's true.
And I still got that baby face when I choose to. There's another person in the industry that is the same way. She graced our screens as the cute. I know she's so cute. And then she's growing up, and she's out here right now, doing the damn
and
thing.
And she is pretty, and she is sexy, and she's not afraid to post it, and she got them curls, and she is it, girl.
Yes, everybody, yeah. Welcome Madison Pettis!
Hey, Madison!
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Babes, epic intro. Way to go.
That was so nice.
But I mean,
coming from you, I feel like I'm going to throw up hearing you talk about that I am like you in growing up like you and being on camera since I was young. I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Are you okay, girl?
You need to. Yeah. Okay,
I'm just making sure. No, but it's true, though. Even when I look at you, I worked with you when you were really young.
We never actually got to work together.
On the same show, and you were there. I got a picture.
You came to set because, you know, yeah, it was Corey and the Hustle with the spinoff. But the one episode you did, I'm not in. I was in Boston filming The Game Plan. Stupid movie.
Snaps.
I never actually got to work with you. And that's I don't know if you know that, like, the only reason I'm literally an actor is because of you. Because
we both light-skinned?
Exactly. period.
You just got curly hair, girl. You know, I didn't get that curly hair.
You have curly hair.
You do.
But thank you. I appreciate that.
No, I don't know if I've ever said that to you because I think every time I've ever met you, I've gone mute. This is a really good experiment for me. This is a real test to see if I can actually speak to you and put together coherent sentences.
This is fair.
Because I met you on the set of Corey in the House, and I'll rewind a little bit because I came out to LA for a pilot season with my mom from Dallas when I was just starting to act. And I came out here with one sole mission, which was to be on Not So Raven. That was my only goal. That is all I wanted. I don't think I even wanted to be an actor. I literally just wanted to work with you and be on Raven. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we have to figure out a way to make that happen. And I went to a workshop at Actor Site. It was like a place they had
they
little,
stole
you
your
know,
money. They stole
they
your
did.
Money.
They did. Yeah. But they had one of the casting assistants from Raven was there.
Oh, wow.
And I was so excited. And I was listening. And he said, yeah, so unfortunately, this season is going to be the last season of That's So Raven. And I literally hysterically cried. I came out of the parking lot. My mom was waiting for me. And I was bawling my eyes out. I was like, we have to go home. Like, there's no reason to be here anymore.
Oh,
what
no.
do you mean? I was like, first of all, that's my favorite show. I'm crushed. And second of all, I can't meet her. I can't work with her. Like, what do you mean? And somehow, by the grace of God, the spinoff had a role for me in it, which was insane and serendipitous. Mm-hmm. But I was like, okay, so when's Raven coming? Because all the crew was the same, and Kyle and Rondell, and everyone just like talked so highly of you. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. So when is she going to be here? And what episode? And when are we doing together? And you came to set that one time, and Kyle's mom introduced us. Yeah. And I literally, like, I can feel it in my body right now. I was like shaking. And I was not a shy child.
Aww,
I'm not easily starstruck. It is just you. Like, truly, it is just you. I think my mom was like picking me up. She was like, go say hi. Like, you have to talk to her. And I could not emote. Like, I'm telling you, the Cheetah Girls, Raven, it's all I watched.
That's crazy.
Growing up, I literally was like on the playground with my friends and 5 years old, choreographing Cheetah Girls routines. I had to be Galleria. I would never be another one. I was like, y'all
you
get
should
mine.
Be Galleria. You should be.
Thank
Galleria.
You so much. Yeah, I think I earned it.
Well, thank you. I'm going to stop you there, Madison.
Okay.
How do you feel
are
right
you
now, Madison?
No.
I want to know. Are you okay?
I'm a little nervous. I'm going to be so honest with you. I'm a little nervous.
Just so we can stop and breathe together.
No,
uh-oh.
I'm going to cry.
I'm really fluffy now. I'm really comfortable.
Oh, so God. Are you crying? Don't cry. She's crying a little. Oh
my God. It's so crazy.
I love you.
Oh, my God. She's so sweet. God, sweet. I love you so much. Don't say that. Oh, God.
Mama.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. It was really good talking to you guys.
She's like, I'm going to leave now.
I'm done now.
Oh, my God. I'm not a fan.
Yeah. That's so this was really full circle and nuts and crazy. Thank you so much.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a you really know hard what? Tissue that we got you.
That is fine. I'll take
that's
it.
That's a
rough paper towel.
Two-ply, select a size brownie.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's so sweet.
I'm buzzing with you, Laura.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I love
you. You know what?
Yeah.
I love you. I think it's so interesting about that story is I feel like intuitively there was something greater in you that knew.
Yeah.
Because the fact that you like felt so drawn and so connected and then you come out here and audition and then the show's ending but then you get Corey in the house.
The timing is nuts.
The timing is nuts. And I feel like we have those moments in our lives where things just align and we don't really know why.
Yeah.
And that feels like that. It was like a kismet moment.
It was so kismet. Yeah. I remember auditioning one of my auditions for Corey in the house and you were packing up your dressing room and I saw you like loading up your trunk and my mom again was like, go say hi. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like I cannot go speak to her, like there's no way. So
I would have been nice actually.
You,
I was
you
really
were
happy
so
to
nice
be
to me.
Leaving.
You're like, have a good time, girl.
Yeah, exactly.
My dressing room's right there waiting for you.
See, enjoy it.
No, you were so sweet. You were always so sweet to
me. I really try to be nice to the kids that come in and have dreams of success and try not to break
before our spirits are crushed.
But I actually want to talk about crushed dreams.
Yeah. perfect segue. Amazing.
You can kind of shine a light on what it feels like to grow up in the industry. You went to Disney. You were on, you know, gameplay. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You did the movie with The Rock, and you've done so many other things. Growing up in the industry, period.
Mm-hmm.
Explain it, why it's one of the weirdest experiences anyone will ever go through and no one will ever understand.
It is very bizarre. I think I am one of the lucky cases, and I give a lot of credit to my mom for that because she really was just, like, letting me do this for me to have fun. Like, it wasn't her dream for me. When I, you know, kind of got scouted in Texas, she was like, well, that sounds like a scam. Like, we're not doing that. And I was like, oh, please, like, I want to be a cheetah girl. Like, that'd be so fun. So she was like, okay, I'll let you, you know, explore this and see if it's fun for you. But if it stops being fun, then we're going back to Texas and you're living a normal life and that's it. Like, she was like, she was not encouraging it beyond what I wanted. And I think the projects I started on were so amazing and the sets were so comforting. Like, the game plan, that casting crew was so sweet to me. Like, just went above and beyond to make me feel like I was still a normal kid while I was there. Like, we filmed over Halloween and all of the trucks for all the different departments dressed up like Halloween houses and let me go trick-or-treat to the trucks.
Sick.
And it's just like,
so
that's
nice.
not normal on every project. You don't always get that lucky. And you know, Corey in the house, that crew was the same as Raven, and that crew is so amazing and so wonderful.
We're still tight to this day.
And they adored you and talked so highly of you. So I think the ones I started on, I got so lucky that I was like, oh, cool. Like, it's always like this. Like, this is going to be so fun. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I did some other things. And I was like, okay, so not everyone is that nice. Okay, cool. So I got just really lucky to begin with. And, you know, then I started as I aged, got a little more difficult. But I feel lucky that my first couple things, I felt like, oh, I'm living literally my dream. Like, this is like, I had a really lucky first experience.
I love that for
you. Yeah.
You obviously just got very emotional over Raven.
Yeah.
I want to know, is Mariah Carey someone you'd get equally emotionally over?
Like, I love Mariah Carey, and my family loves her, and, like, my niece is named after her. My sister-in-law is, like, her biggest fan. Like, that might be my sister-in-law's equivalent to you, but no, I wouldn't cry if I met Mariah Carey.
I cried when I met Mariah Carey, but not for reasons that you would think.
Okay.
Why? Oh.
I cried because...
Was she not nice?
She was very nice.
Okay.
I don't know if I can cut this out or not, but I heard her sing Happy Birthday. And it wasn't the Mariah Carey that I was expecting.
That's a bummer.
And my heart cried for her.
Right.
Got it.
And then I saw her on the recent award show.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We watched her at the MTV. Was it the MTV Awards?
It was the Video Music Awards.
Yeah. Or the VMAs. Yeah.
Was that it?
iHeartRadio or something?
No, it was
even
MTV.
Before that. Yeah, it was the VMAs.
It was VMAs.
The VMAs.
Yeah.
And I cried again.
I cried too, actually.
I cried a little bit for her. For
she was real stiff. Like, real, like, could not move. I had to get up and try and do it myself just to feel what she was feeling. I was like, Yeah, I was like, babes, is this right?
Yeah. I was like, you I mean, she was never a dancer, and I do feel like that voice is like, I mean, it's hard to age with that sort of like high. Yeah, that's difficult. But yeah.
Do you want to play her?
I would love to play her in her biopic. And she has said that whoever plays her does not have to sing, which is great because I don't sing. And even if I did, I would not sing like that.
Yeah, I don't think she would be nice to anybody who tried to sing her music. No. Every time somebody else sings her music, she's in the audience like this.
Just pissed. You're like, you could never be me.
She's our now Aretha Franklin. Like, she is so ratchet with the words. It's crazy.
No problems there. I will not step on your vocals. I promise. I respect them. I will not touch them.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
So did you go to public school?
I went to public school in Texas from kindergarten through half of second grade, came to LA, did Cory in the House from half of second grade to fourth. So I was homeschooled for those Cory in the House years while we were on set. And then after that wrapped, I was like, I need to go back to school. So then I went to school from all the way on to high school. Yeah,
because I witnessed this picture from your, I think this was prom?
Oh, God.
And the fact that it looks like the cover of a Vanity Fair magazine is crazy.
It really is.
Like, just she's. But what I love most is like I took a picture too for my prom. Uh-huh. Well, it was homecoming, and I set like I was Beyonce. I went to the side.
Nice.
But you decided to sit in the front, hair blowing, bitch.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all look fabulous.
Yeah.
Someone has to be in the middle.
But the fan is obviously on you.
Right. It was a photographer friend of mine that, like, shot a magazine my friends were like, let's get some pictures. And I was like, I know a guy that can make these look fabulous.
Wow.
So
did you guys do this right before prom?
That was actually just a homecoming, I think. That was, like, junior year. And, yeah, we did it, like, right before.
Oh, you guys look great.
Thanks. Yeah. And those are all still my best friends, like, to this day.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I went to public school, too, and I experienced the difference between friends in the industry and friends not in the industry. Mm-hmm. I don't have a question. Just your thoughts on that.
Yeah. Now I have a question.
Please ask.
I think I would be nuts if I didn't have my friends outside of the industry. I think going to school was, like, the best thing I did. I think if I was only friends with other actors and only ever talking about what we were auditioning for and what we were working on, I think I would have literally lost my mind.
Yeah.
So going to football games and homecomings and proms and doing all of that stuff with people who are not in the industry, who do not care, who just were like, that's my friend Madison. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we've seen the stuff you're in. That's cool. But, like, are you coming to the football game on Friday? Like, that was what I wanted. And those are also my best friends that I've made since the 6th grade. So, yeah, I think that really helped shape me and keep me somewhat normal.
Grounded.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
What about your relationship with your family and your brother? You have a brother, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my older half-brother and older half-sister. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that, do they ground you too? And
they do, yeah. My brother is in the Army. So, like, I feel like nothing will humble you more than being like, oh, I had a hard day. And he's like, oh, cool. I just got back from Iraq.
Like, did he surprise you?
He did, yeah, Bonnie Hunt TV show after one of his tours.
Oh my god, remember that show?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was crazy.
And he came out and surprised you.
He did, yeah. That probably the last time I cried like this, probably on that show.
Those videos always make me cry.
Yeah, a good military homecoming.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It's always good. Yeah.
So overwhelming.
Yeah. And he has 3 kids, so like my niece and nephews are like my favorite people on earth, and they don't live close, which sucks. Like, they've moved around so much being in the Army, and I wish they lived closer, but yeah, my brother and the kids are the best.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Disney?
How long is this podcast?
No, my question is
hilarious.
No, just I ask because you started on a sitcom, mm-hmm. and then you really transitioned into single camera and movies, mm-hmm. and your trajectory has been straight to movie star area.
Mm-hmm.
I know that your goal was to be a Cheetah Girls, and I'm sorry that didn't happen.
Yeah, I'm still waiting.
I know, we're really working on that for you.
Thank you so
but,
much.
But being that you worked with all these other people.
Right.
There's always Halloween.
They're cool, too.
There's Halloween for Cheetah Girls.
I did dress up like the Cheetah Girls for Halloween.
There you go.
I need to see the receipts.
Yeah. Pink tracksuit. That was me. Yeah. I'll pull it up.
Priceless! But what's the difference, in your opinion, that sitcom life compared to the trajectory that you're on now? Like, how does that feel in your skin? Do you think you'd ever come back to TV? What is that like for you?
I love multicam sitcoms. I wish we did more of them as a society. I don't feel like we have enough, which I don't really understand why. They're so easy to make, and they're not that expensive, and people love them. I don't know why we're not making more of them. If there was a great one that came along, I'd be more than happy to do that. I feel like I've done a lot of comedy since Disney Channel, and that just feels like the most natural, like, in my bones thing is just I love doing comedy, but they also don't make a ton of comedies for, like, people my age either. It's kind of rare. Yeah, but I would love to do Multicamps if it comes again. And I feel like that environment, that, like, friends and family that you make on those sets and just, like, the hours are so conducive to, like, a happy, healthy lifestyle. Yeah. It's, like, all the crew is happy because they get to go pick up their kids from school afterwards. And it's just, like, you're not working night shoots for 14 hours and, you know, Canada. Like, it's, like, it's, like, it's for a much happier, healthier lifestyle. So I would love to do Multicamp sitcom again. But, yeah, I feel like that Disney, that timing and comedy is still in me for sure.
I love that.
Yeah, if it doesn't leave you, I don't feel like.
It does
yeah.
not. It's stuck.
Yeah.
It's stuck in you guys.
Yeah.
It courses through your blood.
Yeah.
It surprises me that the multicam, Raven and I talk about this, because it's kind of feels like a dying art.
It is, yeah.
And we're like, but it shouldn't be. And it how shouldn't. Do you bring it back? And I think that so much of the magic that was the multicam, when you think all the way back to like Cheers or Wings or Taxi, it's like those lightning in a bottle moments can't really exist nowadays, because I feel like there's so much control and censorship and tiptoeing that people just, everything is so edited and altered, and it just doesn't allow, I think, for that like chemistry and that conversational, the relevant conversational topic that will come through, because people are so afraid of talking about what's going on in society and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And in an honest way, and multicam kind of was this place to reflect what was happening in our day to day.
I think that the multicam has died, and I was just got this idea. So please
bear with me.
Tell me I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I dare you. Because there are so many people that get direct connection to social media and to people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
That the need for a sitcom, which is a look into the life of a type of person and the situations that can come of it, kind of might not be needed as much anymore. You know what I mean? Like, we can watch entire families on YouTube now go through situations, and it's funny, and it's like, quote unquote, free.
It's true.
Yeah.
Compared to what, a $3 million episode, 17 writers, 150 people putting it together, and it's not even a real situation. So that's why I combat it a little bit, because, and I fight it. I love sitcom, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that's actually what's kind of making it difficult, because when we come up with these stories that my wife and I try to pitch to do sitcoms, it's like, well, we need a workplace comedy. I'm like, okay, it's done before.
Sure, right.
We need a family comedy. Go on YouTube.
There's 20 of them. Yeah.
What is new?
Right. You know what I mean? Also feel like some of the generation of sitcom writers that people were greenlighting shows for are all
gone.
Old white men. And it's like they're not giving newer, fresher writers the chance to do that in all types of media, not just sitcoms. But like that was kind of the same people that were making the same ones over and over again. The Chuck Lorre's, and I mean, he's still making them. But like.
And they're all the same.
Yeah. Right. It's like we need some new. Fresh.
People are scared
people
for
getting
fresh.
In there.
They're really afraid.
Really afraid.
I have a real question for you.
Okay.
If you weren't an actress.
These were all fake questions.
These were
fake. Yeah. And I was giving fake answers too. So I'm glad we can start.
Now we're going to go real.
Just be real. Yeah. Say you're not an actress.
What are you doing?
I've thought about that a lot. Because I still have that mindset of like, if I'm not having fun, I'm going to get out of here. Like, I can't just commit to this without it still bringing me joy. I think it'd have to be something with kids. Because I love kids. I want kids. I love being around little kids. I don't know that I would be, like, an actual teacher, but I think maybe, like, a dance teacher for little kids.
Oh, I love that.
Because I danced before I started acting, and I feel like that would be fun to teach, like, 3 to, like, 6-year-olds, like, you know, intro to ballet, intro to hip-hop, and, like, be around them and, you know, shape some lives, but not be, like, just the traditional type of teacher. I think that would bring me joy.
Do you feel like you have arrested development?
I don't know.
How old do you feel?
I bought a lottery ticket the other day, and the gas station guy asked me how old I was, because I had, like, no makeup on, and he, like, thought I was 14, and I said, 25, and I said, nope, I'm 27, not sure why I told him 25, so maybe I feel like I'm 25.
I think you feel like you're 25.
Yeah. It was something with COVID, you know, a couple of those years didn't really
those
feel
didn't
like they
matter.
Count, no.
No.
It's like dog years, yeah, no.
I still
Age
feel
is
young.
Weird. I still feel young, too.
How old do you feel, babe?
Well, the other day I told someone I was 35.
Ooh.
So,
ooh.
There you go.
35.
I don't know. But I don't know if I actually feel 35. Age is so weird. I definitely don't feel 38. I'm 38, and I don't feel what I think 38 would have or should have felt like.
Yeah. I do too. Like, I thought of 27, 28, 29. Like, that's, like, the ages my mom got married, had me, bought a house. And I was like, oh, yeah, growing up. I was like, for sure I'm going to have kids around 27, 28. I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. A kid right now. With who? Where? Like, how are you doing that?
Period.
Yeah. I don't believe that you're 40.
I am about to be 40 December 10th.
That's crazy.
2025.
That's 40 crazy. Is, like, so, like, you are an adult.
I'm a grown-ass human.
But you also really have not aged a day, so that doesn't make any sense. You haven't. Like, that's crazy. I also never thought that we were that far apart in age. Like, I thought we were just, like, you were a couple years older than me, really.
I was pretty much older than everybody on Disney Channel, except for the parents. Like, it was the parents, me, and then everybody else. Actually, Annalise is, like, 1 year older than me-ish.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, I surprisingly, there was this weird jump between me being the youngest on every single set I was on and then me being the oldest everywhere.
That's so funny.
But I have Arrested Development. I wake up thinking I am 15 years old. I look at the taxes and then I'm like, I'm definitely 35. And then I look at my dog and I'm like, I have no age at all. Yeah. I am so twisted in the brain when it comes to age. Yeah. And I kind of blame it on the industry because I've had to play, I was encapsulated for 100 to 200 episodes.
Right. You're playing 16 and you're like 25. Like, okay,
exactly.
Great. Yeah.
Exactly. And as a method actress, I tend to. I'm seeing what she was going to say because I thought she was going to come for me. I'm not a method actress for shit.
No. But there's nothing method about you, but I was going
to
let you.
And that's fine. And life. That's fine. You don't need to be.
You don't even call yourself an actress. So.
I don't. I'm a comedian. But it does. I like to just be in that character and live it out and live through it. And I think it prevented me as a person from growing up.
Sure.
Which then in turn just makes me look seven forever. So you're welcome.
Yeah, no.
If that's your theory on you, then why do I feel like I don't have an age? Because I wasn't
called trauma, baby. It's called trauma.
Oh, mind regression.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
That's different.
That is different. Late bloomer. I literally had someone tell me the other day, they were like, you are so lucky that you were a late bloomer. And I was like, thanks. Like, I don't fully understand what that means, but I know that I am kind of a late bloomer, and I feel like the best years of my life are yet to come.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's interesting. I have a really serious question, okay? Now that we're getting into the real questions.
Yeah, real
ones. Right.
Real one only.
Right.
So this dairy allergy.
It's a real it's
fake
a real
or nah?
Yeah. Is it actually real or are you also gluten free?
I am not gluten free.
No,
I'm only allergic to dairy, eggs, nuts, chocolate for foods.
Chocolate?
Yeah.
And nuts.
God damn. Yeah. You've never had a Snickers?
I've never.
Whoa.
No, I've had the allergy since I was a baby, so at least I don't know what I'm missing. But like, I will break out in hives if I eat it. I'll throw up if I have a lot of it. I found out because my mom, like, had a bowl of cereal when I was a baby, kissed me on the cheek, and, like, broke out in hives on my cheek. Like, it's even if I touch it. So, yeah, it is a real...
Yeah, that would be hard for me. I guess...
So all she eats is nuts.
All I eat.
All she eats are peanuts.
That's all I eat.
Damn.
I just live off peanuts.
Damn.
That's all I eat. Exclusively.
Peanuts and potatoes.
That explains your glowing skin.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. This is peanut butter.
Yeah.
No, I really do. I just don't know. I don't know how I would get
so
along
you've
about
you've never had
Lebna? She doesn't even know what Lebna is.
What is that?
Lebna.
No one has ever looked at me with more pity than the two of you.
This feels so bad for you.
I don't eat Lebna as much as
I
put
it
on my face.
Oh,
you can't have a Lebna face mask.
What is Lebna?
Kamari knows.
What the hell?
Okay,
is
so
this?
Lebna is basically Greek yogurt that is wrapped in cheesecloth that all of the liquid is strained out of, and it's very, very popular in Lebanese culture, and it's put on
Mediterranean culture.
It's put on toast. It's usually eaten with za'atar. You can have Lebna with honey. So just think of like a Greek yogurt.
Okay.
But it's more delicious and it's more robust and creamy, and
it's really
great.
Good for your microbiome.
Yeah, a lot of probiotic. Okay. And I like to put it on my face and it feels super hydrating. You've put it on your face a few times too, but you really thought it helped your gut.
Yeah, it just feels good in my gut. We just really want to talk about Lebna with you.
Yeah, please. So I'm so glad we came here to talk
about
there's
this Lebna pasta that I make, and it's Raven's favorite thing. We should talk about colostrum with you. Another thing you can't have.
She can't have colostrum either?
She's allergic to dairy.
It is? Oh, man.
Yeah, it's the first milk.
Oh, my God.
So, like, when did your mama say you broke? But you can have, like.
She could have breast milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not from a cow.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's not dairy, baby.
What did you
dairy
call
Dairy only comes with.
Fair.
Hilarious.
Fair. He's like, well, I said.
Let me back up.
You should call her a heifer. That's better. just say
I would never call you Mama Heffa.
You're Mama Heffa. And we love her for that.
It's okay.
This is a mess.
And she makes milk that you can eat. So that's even cooler. Yeah. Colostrum, though, is what saved my gut.
We're still on that.
Okay. We're still on colostrum.
Moving on.
Okay, we can move on now. We can move on. I'm just sorry that you can't have dairy, yeah, but you know, it's okay. But really, the peanuts actually hurt me more for you. Yeah. Is it all nuts?
I think so. I didn't even know I had that one at first, mm-hmm. and everyone thought I did because I had it in that allergy in a movie. So I was like, oh, you can't have nuts. And I was like, yeah, I think I can. I don't know. And then I found out on a movie set when I was like, oh, I can't have dairy. And I had an ice cream since they gave me vegan ice cream and it was cashew milk. And I was like, oh my God, my mouth is swelling up. I didn't know. Oh,
how? Wait, yeah, you can't have ice creams.
No, just sorbet.
Oh, or, Mama, I'm so sorry.
I know.
No, oh, because you can't have coconut.
I think I can have coconut.
Okay. That must be a different
type. Yeah, that's a different type. I have had coconut milk in like smoothies and stuff, and that's fine.
And then so and you, could have coconut cream ice cream.
Yeah, I have had
and
coconut
that could be
cream.
Yummy.
That's fine. Yeah.
We really want you to eat it,
please.
Yeah, clearly. What do you eat?
DoorDash some coconut ice cream.
Literally,
in here.
We're like going to figure this out for you. We want you to have all the pleasures of life.
Thanks, guys.
Even though we rarely eat it ourselves. Exactly. Oh, well, I mean, I do so eat supported. All the nuts for the fifth time.
Yeah.
You guys have to know.
Pause.
Oh, I shouldn't say I eat all the nuts. Got it.
Just some.
I literally just winked at the camera. I've never done that in my life. I just wanted to try it. I just thought, this is going to be the episode where I wink. Never done that.
Try it on.
Yeah, I just thought it would be really cute.
Master of destruction over here.
Hilarious. So did you ever get a dog?
No, because I'm allergic to a lot of those, too.
Oh my God, are you serious?
All cats and a lot of dogs.
We have a doctor for you to go to. Okay. I'm going to need you to go get a test.
Okay.
Because I don't like this for you.
Yeah.
Dogs are the best things in the world.
I agree. Suck it up like around my friend's dogs. I'm like, I just get the hives. Like, I'll take it because I do love them. But I want one, but I'm scared I'll get one because it's not every dog. It's like case by case. Uh-huh. Even the hypoallergenic ones, I'm allergic to. My brother has 3 standard poodles, which is supposed to be the most hypoallergenic.
Yeah.
I wheeze in his house. Like, it doesn't make any sense. So I don't know what the deciding factor is, but I'm scared that I'll get one, fall in love with it, and then have to like give it back. That'd be awful.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Do that. Yeah.
There's this girl on TikTok, and she has mast cell activation disorder or something.
So you've learned something on TikTok.
Oh, I learned so many things on TikTok. I really learn a lot on TikTok. I really do.
It's good.
And I might have just said it incorrectly, so whatever. We'll make sure that. But anyway, she's allergic to basically everything.
Oh, God.
So she can eat 2 foods.
Oh, the formula.
Yes.
Yes.
She can eat oats and formula.
Yes, I've seen her, and she like takes it to weddings and stuff. And goes, yes. Like, can you have hot sauce? And she's like, just oats and formula, sir.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. She's like, no, I can't do.
Yes.
But her stuff, and she has to take like the Kremlin before she eats, and man. She does all of this. And I
so hard
think about her life, and I'm just like, damn, because she even like walking outside. I saw this one video she did where a dog was like across the street, but kind of walking towards her. God. She started freaking out because she's allergic to dogs. She's allergic to water. She has to have like a certain kind of water.
Are you sure this is not a TikTok scam?
No,
who's allergic to water?
Oh my gosh. First of all, a lot of people are allergic
somebody
to water.
Lied.
No, baby.
We're 70% water.
That is proof that the water outside of us is somehow contaminated with other things because people have allergies to water, sunlight. The only allergy I think people don't have is air. Unless the air has mold, dust, mildew, pollen, dander.
Just purified air.
Exactly. Yeah. But I just think about her because I'm like that.
Do you think about her while you eat your peanuts?
I do. And I'm like, this
pour
would,
one out for her.
This would, yeah, exactly. I'm like, this would legit kill her.
That's for you, girl.
The allergy stuff, though, is wild. I had such bad allergies as a kid. I had to do all the pricks on my back and whatever. It's just hard.
Did you outgrow them?
Some of them, but others now.
Which ones did you keep, babe?
Cats.
Same.
I kept dust, pollen, mold, mildew. I kept not to the point where they would kill. Like, I was really high risk when I was younger and I was super asthmatic.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know,
I'm allergic to bad food.
Mm-hmm. Are you actually allergic to? Oh, what are you allergic to, babe?
Shark.
Tell us.
I'm allergic to shark.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
I can't,
the meat?
I can't ingest it.
Okay.
So.
I swear to God.
This is one of the hardest times.
I am extremely allergic to shark.
Can't catch you slipping in the ocean.
Not at all. I was at the View, and I really wanted to grow my hair, and we were dating at the time. And this one over here, she was like, oh my God, you have to take this this hair wash stuff.
No, was it a vitamin? Pill? It was a vitamin.
It was a vitamin.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, my entire body hives back to front, like nothing can touch my skin or whatever. And I'm not allergic to mold. You could put me in a black mold house. I'll be like thriving, partying. I'll be like, well, spores and hallucinating type shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm down for the cause for all the things.
Not black mold, baby.
But I'm just saying, I got like a really iron stomach for stuff.
That's so funny.
My body was on fire. And the only thing in that was shark. So now...
Shark helps grow hair?
The pill, the vitamin was called Viviscal. And Viviscal is well known for helping grow hair. And it has marine peptides in it. And it has something pulled from, yes, shark, that is supposed to be a really great booster. Okay. But whatever...
shark
else happened. Oh my gosh. But the thing that was so funny to me was that Raven starts taking this, has this horrible hive reaction, and they were bad. Hilarious. Like, I was having to put like stuff on her. No, I felt so bad. Like, I was like,
she covered me in oatmeal.
Yeah, I was giving her like oatmeal and baths.
Formula.
Yeah. Just those two things.
That's for you, girl.
Yeah. We don't remember your name, but hypoallergenic oats and formula.
We're not laughing at you.
No, I love her. She's one of my favorite creators. She's so cool. So I used to have to take oatmeal baths when I was a kid because I had such bad eczema. So I was like, this will calm your skin. And so I would do these oatmeal washes on her. Anyway, we break up and I forget about the shark. And we come back together. When we got back together, we're catching up and whatever. And Raven goes, oh, yeah. And guess what I found out? I'm allergic to shark. And I knew that she was talking about the Viviscal in that moment. And the way that, just the way she said it to me. Yeah. And like, I haven't seen you in 3 years. And I got this great news. Like, I finally figured it out. Remember those highs?
Just shark. Like, shark. Baby
oh
shark.
Oh my gosh. She was like literally.
Mama shark.
And then like on baby Forbes. Shark. On Forbes when Raven is like, any allergies we should be aware of?
Shark.
Shark.
Listen,
she's so funny.
I'm allergic. I don't like it.
Oh my God, that is so funny. Okay, so
good time.
I hope that
allergies suck.
You're not allergic to pottery.
No, I can do the ceramics.
You can touch the ceramics.
Yes,
that's great because I'm going to ask you to go into this ceramic pot.
Perfect.
Okay, Madison, dive on into this hypoallergenic ceramic pot.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's dairy free.
Thanks.
Tell us, what are we talking about today on Tea Time?
Superstitions.
Ooh, very superstitious.
Do you have any?
I have to write, if I'm going like into an audition, I have to write all of my lines down on like in a 5-star like big notebook. It has to be like that specific type of notebook, and I have to make all of the lines from each scene fit on one page.
Ooh.
Or feel like if I like have to go into a page and a half, like it just feels so wrong to me. So if I need double space, I'll fill up the page. If I have to single space it, that's usually enough for all the dialogue in one scene. But if it goes over the next page, I feel like, oh well, I'm cooked.
Oh, I like that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
How did that start for you?
Just writing down my lines is like how I memorize. I don't remember who taught me how to do that, but it helps just get into my brain. And then I don't know, some little OCD part of me is just like, I just like it to be orderly and on that page.
Do you use that, let's say you get the audition and you start learning the script, do you use that as your reference page, or do you use the script as your reference?
No, I use the script. I never go back and look at them, which is weird. Like, why do I need it to be that orderly if I literally never look at it again? But yeah, that's a little superstitious, I guess.
Do you do your entire script that way? So all your lines of dialogue, like you get the role, and let's say you have then
each
scene how you memorize every time?
It's only really like for auditions, I feel like. I feel like once I'm on set, then memorizing is a lot easier because you're only doing like a couple scenes a day. Unless I have like a monologue that day or something that I feel like I need to work on. But otherwise, like you rehearse it so many times in a day. If it's sitcom, you've rehearsed it for 3 days. It's like by that point, it's in my brain. But just auditions where I feel like, oh God, if I forget this line, I'm screwed. Then I need to write it down.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I have a cool one.
Superstition.
Okay, so when I was doing TSR, That's a Raven, I would come to work on a Thursday barefoot every single Thursday.
Really?
And they would hate me so much. And it got to a point where I felt like I could not wear shoes on a Thursday.
Okay.
And then on Raven's home,
it was your jumper.
It was my jumper.
Yeah.
Every Thursday I would wear the same jumper. And then as soon as I stopped wearing that, shit just kind of went to shit. So
really?
Yeah. Not really, but kind of, yeah.
Kind
of. But yeah, I tend to find a habit within a project that I continue to do. Like, there was this one project that I was working on. I ate the same thing every day.
Really?
Like, I just, it's so
like
weird.
Like, the same thing, like, multiple times a day? Or, like, breakfast, the same, lunch, the same, dinner, the same?
It would have to be the same, either breakfast or lunch. Like, it wasn't the same every single section of the meal. But I always knew, like, oh, I'm coming here. I'm getting my apple. I have to get it. But I won't eat apples anytime ever again.
So interesting.
Or I won't do the same superstition for the same, for a different project.
Like, it has to stay with that one.
Yes.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Weird. It's weird.
So, do you have them? I don't have project superstitions, but I do have to kiss the plane every time I get on, or like,
like the wing, or like the wind.
You know when you just are going to walk on, and I don't know why I said kiss, because I don't kiss, I just tap.
Oh, why did you say kiss?
That's really different.
I don't know. It's very different, because I was thinking about,
they're like, welcome, you're like...
Because in my head, I was thinking of this, like, you know, like, okay, yeah. Like that.
Like, blow a kiss almost.
Yeah, like, yeah, but I don't know why I said that. That was weird. Anyway, when I walk onto the plane, I just have to tap it, and I'm like, let's do this, you know, let's get here together. So every time I have to do that.
Superstitions are interesting because they can come from an irrational brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the superstitions that we do as a collective society can also be... Okay, so is
like
this...
the black cat. Like, yes, we like we say that if you see a black cat, that means something is bad. Or there's a lot with animals. I feel like if you have a crow that's like circling, or you see a raven, or if a red if a red moon rises,
my period lowers.
That means blood has been spilt in that night.
Step on a crack, break your mama's back.
Yes. Yeah. Wait, I have to say that correctly. A red moon rises, blood has been spilt this night. There you go.
Oh, she's over here quoting Harry Potter and shit.
This would be a good time to go through the list. Okay.
Tea time is reckless. Yes,
we really are. That was actually from Lord of the Rings, not Harry Potter, but good job, baby.
Oh, nerds.
So, you guys. Oh, here's a good one. Do you knock on wood?
Yeah, I do.
I knock on my skull.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's wood.
If there's no wood around, yeah.
Yeah. Crossing your fingers for luck or to hope for something good. I will say it. I'll say, like, I'll text people, and I'll be like, they'll be like, okay, I think I'm going to get a call from them tomorrow. I'm, like, crossing my fingers.
Yeah, I might not actually physically do it, but I'll be like, oh, cross your fingers, that works out.
Yeah.
Do you guys find it weird that you cross your fingers for good luck, but then you can also cross your fingers when you're lying, when you're making a promise to undo the promise?
Yeah.
If you put your if you
fingers behind your back and cross
them. Like, yeah, I promise. That means you're lying.
Loophole?
Yes, yeah. Loophole. It's weird.
You can also cross your toes.
Oh.
Yeah, if you have.
If you can.
If you can. Long-ass toes.
I don't have long-ass toes. Don't start that shit about me. Do not start that shit about me.
Start Wiki Feet. I don't want to hear anything about it.
I have very nice, very even, not long toes. Big toe is the longest toe. The end. Making a wish on a shooting star.
I've never seen one. Like, how often does that...
Well, there's
happen?
No such thing as a shooting star,
right.
Actually.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you wouldn't be able to see a star shoot across. That's normally just debris passing through our atmosphere.
You guys, as two Disney people, so does that mean when you wish upon a star is just all fake? I'd like to know what you two have to say about this right now. Break it down, like, for me.
Like, my corporation name is Thank My Lucky Stars. So
oh,
I guess
cute.
Like that sort of ties into that.
Yeah.
You know, wishing on something up there.
I love that.
Yeah, but a shooting star, I guess. Yeah, I guess it's not real.
Yeah.
Okay, and your Disney breakdown of when you wish upon a star, babe?
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
Got it. Beautiful. That means that she had to sign an NDA about that. finding a four-leaf clover.
That's some bullshit.
Never happened
never,
to me.
Because we're not in Ireland.
Right.
Oh, the luck of the Irish. I used to go to an Irish shop with my mom a lot when I was growing up. Yeah, because she would get her PG tips from there, which is a kind of English tea that she loves. Mm. And I... always felt the luck of the Irish. And I actually bought a card. I always felt the luck of the Irish when I was there.
And I bought a card that was a laminated four-leaf clover that they had found in Ireland. And I kept that in my wallet for years.
Did it bring you any luck? Did you get rid of it after you married me?
Immediately. Oh, breaking a mirror brings 7 years of bad sex.
Oh, it was luck.
I did too.
I was like,
that was luck. I'm not going to subscribe to that.
Breaking a mirror does bring bad sex, though, right? And bad luck? Both?
Well, it depends on if you're having sex on the mirror, then yeah, that's bad luck.
I use them synonymously.
What do you think?
No.
Okay, no.
No. Fable. I don't like Fable. It.
Walking under a ladder is bad luck.
I'll avoid it, but not because I think it's bad luck. I just think it's unsafe.
Yeah, I think it's very dangerous.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
Especially in our profession.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like, 100%. Yeah.
If any of those grips fall on top of me, it's more dangerous than the ladder.
Yeah.
That's literally. Also like opening an umbrella indoors. That's bad luck.
Yeah.
When we talk about like family superstitions, that was something I was never allowed to do in my house. And my mom had a superstition about new shoes. And when you buy new shoes, you're never allowed to put them up on a countertop.
Yeah.
So like for unboxing.
It's also just disgusting.
You do it though, baby.
No, I don't put my shoes on a countertop.
Not just new ones? No, new ones. Like in a box if they come. Oh, like you will put them. Like we are never allowed to like put our purses on the ground, put shoes on a countertop.
Well, you don't put your purse on the ground because somebody's going to steal your shit. We learned that in Jamaica.
Because your money slips away.
And then the superstition of buying someone that you want to stay in your life, you never buy them a pair of shoes because they'll walk away.
Oh.
That's a weird superstition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. I remember, you actually had that superstition because she wouldn't buy me shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, still don't. So romantic.
Aw.
Thank you. Let's go break that mirror. I mean, we don't want to break the mirror.
No, Raven wants to break the mirror in her brain in the way that she thinks you're breaking a mirror just by accident.
Hell yeah.
You want to get lucky on a mirror. Which is
so different.
There you go.
I want to watch the luck.
Oh, my God. She wants to watch the luck break. That's dangerous. That sounds like stitches in a back. That sounds like stitches in a back.
Break that back, then. Moving on.
So how
Madison,
do you
control us?
Yeah.
Next question.
Madison, how do you feel about blowing out all birthday candles in one breath?
Oh. Strong lungs. Good for you,
good
girl.
For you. How old are you? 50? Yeah. Jesus.
If you can. If you got it, flaunt it, I guess.
Oh, my God. And then your wish is granted.
I don't know that birthday wishes really have hit
exist.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Have you ever made a wish and seen it come to life? Like manifest? Well, you totally manifested this one.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
I had some wishy powers going on at five.
There it is.
I do think, I believe in manifesting, but I also feel like, I also believe in jinxing. So I feel like if I put something out that I'm like, oh, I'm talking about it too much, well, now it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I try to find that balance between, like, okay, I'm thinking about it, but in a way of, like, okay, think about it, release it, and not just, like, hold on to it where I feel like I'm festering, and then it's, like, not going to work out.
Yeah.
So I'm somewhere, like, in between those.
Kind of like I was saying earlier, there is that fine line, and I get confused in my own brain sometimes with those intuitive pings and then the things that are kind of anxiety or rumination and jinxing. And I've realized for myself that if I'm not questioning something and I have a strong pull to it, that is my intuition versus my anxiety. My anxiety will be the thing, like I use planes again for an example. Sometimes
she kisses the plane.
This is why I kiss the plane. Sometimes I get this feeling because I think of everything we see and hear in the media about planes these days. I'm like, oh, I can see so vividly like a plane going down and me being on it. And then I'll trip myself up because I'll like look around at other passengers and I like envision what that person looks like screaming, and I'll envision what this person looks like crying, and then I envision Raven like assisting this person over here, and like me. These are intrusive thoughts.
Yeah.
But there's all of these questions in that, and what would this be? And I imagine like the flight attendant doing this. That is so different than the intuition of being like, this is my person. Like when I met Raven, I knew immediately, and I had no
there's
questions.
There's a calm to it.
Right.
There's a total calm to it. And then you can just release and move on. I've just
found.
Do you feel that for you when you have a role or when you're with your friends? Do you have that sense of calm and anxiety? Do you suffer from anxiety at all?
I get anxious. I don't think like chronically, but like in the ways we all do. Yeah, I feel like it's an OCD thing of like fixating on something to the point where you're like, okay, I'm either thinking about it because it's real. Mm-hmm. Is that a gut feeling? But like sometimes the gut feeling, they feel too similar. I'm like, how do you really know the difference?
Yeah.
If it's about something that could be good or bad, like it's exactly. hard to tell. Yeah,
exactly.
I want to go back to superstition a little bit, just mm-hmm. because I know that your brother was in the military. Mm-hmm. And I know that some military people have cool yeah. and crazy superstitions. Yeah. Did your brother tell you anything?
I don't think he does. Okay, but okay. he has like weird fears that tie into it. Like he's like totally afraid of heights, but he's in the 82nd Airborne Division and is jumping out of planes. And now he like teaches people how to jump out of planes. But like I brought him to the Santa Monica Pier and we did that dragon ride that goes like this, and he was screaming like, oh, wow. Can't do Tower of Terror at Disneyland. But like, I don't know, there's something about that they can just like turn on their superhero mode and do what they need to do.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and like put everything else aside.
Aren't they literally yeah. trained to do that though? Isn't there like the yeah. mental element of it?
Yeah,
like I feel
they can just sort of like
yeah, yeah. like I
disassociation
on an intense an intense level.
Yeah.
Have either of you worked with co-stars or people that you observed having superstitions? Like I worked on a set where someone had a superstition where if they didn't get to drink 3 shots of vodka before going on to act, they couldn't do it.
You know what?
I that was just called.
That's not a superstition. That's called a problem. And there's 12 steps down.
Starting with.
That you're not alone.
That was his. Yeah, exactly. Like, the first step is admitting you have yeah. a problem. Yeah, that was one of his superstitions for sure. Not being sober. I think I know sober.
Exactly. Is that the one with the calling card? Who had the business card?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hilarious.
She had a person that she was working with that gave her a business card. And it was just of him and his dog. Very interesting.
Calling it a business
card. What business is he providing?
Correct.
Himself. It was okay. actually hilarious because it was a laminated card with this photo of him. He was posed kind of like this and he's just looking to camera. And then the flip side was just a photo of his dog.
Okay.
And here's the thing. We were on this movie together, and he and I end up sitting and talking. And it was he had not a lot of scenes, so I ended up just getting stuck in conversation with him. And he goes, "I want to give you something," and I was like, oh, "Okay, but don't worry." He goes, and then they call him right, and he goes to do a scene, and he's like, "Okay, come on, walk back to my trailer with me." And I was like, "Okay." He goes, "I have something to give you. You know, I really enjoyed talking to you, and I want to give you this." And I was like, "Okay, like I don't know what it's gonna be.
Yeah.
It's that fucking card." And I was like, "Thanks." He goes, "Now you keep that. You keep that, okay?" And I said, mm-hmm. And I did.
She did. She still has it. It
pulls out your wallet.
I mean, I wish.
She looks at it every now and then.
I do.
Just to remember the time.
I do.
Oh, God.
It was really, we'll show you it was really amazing.
I would love to see
that. I'm not afraid to say who it is.
Do it.
It was Mickey Rourke.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. The face!
It was Mickey Rourke.
The face!
And it was his dog, Loki, on the back. And Loki was very special to him and died. And it was this whole thing. And I still have it because how often can one say they get a laminated card from Mickey Rourke of yeah. Mickey Rourke and Loki?
Yeah. Do you think he made like 200 of those or was that like personally for you?
Definitely a limited edition.
Yeah.
Yeah. 200, maybe not, but maybe like 20.
It
was pretty special. I wonder if that was like part of, if that was a superstition for him. Maybe people have superstitions around like bringing their animals. That's a thing for sure. Maybe. You kind of do.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Comfort animal.
Are you allergic to reptiles?
No, but what kind? Where is it?
I just want to find you an animal. It's green.
Oh my God.
No snakes.
I hate snakes.
That's my biggest fear.
Really?
Ever. Yes.
Like if you saw one, you'd freak.
Yeah. Like if it's on TV, I have to like, I'm just like, okay, I'm check back in where it is.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't love a spider either. Yeah. There was a spider outside of my window the other day on my like top deck in my house and it had formed a perfect circular Charlotte's ass web. It was literally a full-on circle and just Big Mama in the middle and little bugs were getting trapped in it. I called Orkin immediately.
Yeah.
You're better than me. I would have gotten the
You would have screamed.
I would have screamed, but one of my... I'm not going to put that on there because Pete is going to be mad. I'll tell you what I'm doing.
Okay.
Cool. I've stopped her from doing what she does because I can't handle it. I have a question. When you guys talk about having this fear, right, because she's so scared of spiders, mm-hmm. snakes, is it just like ew, heebie-jeebies, or is it actual fear like I feel when I have to get into an elevator that makes me uncomfortable? Like
same
sweating,
as same as that.
Panicking.
Yeah.
Like a true fear.
It's
like,
a true fear.
Like this wow. spider could bite me and all of my skin will melt off.
Yeah.
I could die fear.
Yeah.
Because really? You can.
Mm-hmm. I saw snakes on two hikes back to back on different trails in LA, one on Runyon, one on Fryman, a year apart. And I saw it and it was literally like this close to my ankle and it was coiled, which is like the position they're going to be in if they're about to pounce. I don't know. I didn't stay around long enough to find out.
Smart.
I just saw it, and my friends were like, "Oh no, that's not a poisonous one." I'm like, "Did he tell you that? He told you he's not in a bad mood today." Like, I'm right. just like, "I don't know. You don't know. Yeah. You don't know every snake." And then I went a year without hiking. My friends were like, "Come on, it's not going to happen again. Different trail, snake again." I have not been on a hike in like 6 years.
Don't do that. There's wow. a park up the street.
No,
ain't no snakes
literally.
In that park.
Yes, no. There's no reason to do that.
She's like, "There's a treadmill gym. I'm good."
Yes, I'm fine. Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, I would not go either.
No,
I'm not down.
So scary.
So scary.
So scary.
That's interesting because I don't have that fear. I obviously can relate to the fear of something because mm-hmm. I have that There's with elevators and yeah. other things. But yeah, when
like she just dropped a jug off today and she asked me to go with her in the elevator.
Aww. Yeah.
And did you?
I did.
That's yeah. nice.
I dropped off a jug. Thank you, babe.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
Yep.
Yay.
Yeah, I had to go to the doctor and drop off my jug. Get out of here.
For me, it's going underwater. That's like my actual biggest fear.
Oh, you can't swim?
I learned how to swim when I was like 12 because I was like, okay, all my friends are having pool parties. I have to be able to go. But I never got in the pool after that. I learned how in like a summer and I was like, cool. If I ever like get pushed in or slip, I know how to swim. But I've like barely swam since then, those 15 years. I do not like, I like being in water. I like going to the beach, I like being by water. I like getting my hair wet. I'll dip back in like this, like baptism style. Mm-hmm. But I can't like put my face submerged in water. Mm-hmm. And I've been like that since I was little.
I had a similar thing.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, when I was younger, I didn't want to put my face underwater. My mom and dad bought me so many lessons so that I could do it. And even to this day.
Yes. Yeah. It's like it's in your ears, in your nose. I just like I immediately feel like I'm going to drown. Like yeah. immediately. Even like if I'm washing my face, like some people really just be like Neutrogena commercialing it and just like waterboarding themselves. And I'm like washing around my face like yeah. in the shower. I'm not just like doing like I don't understand.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know where that came
water,
from.
Water fear and water aversions are so real. And my mom has a really, really bad one. She did not learn how to swim until later in life. Really uncomfortable in water, terrified of deep water, the ocean. And she went and I think she saw like a psychic or somebody mm-hmm. who said, oh, you died in a past life of drowning. But they yeah. basically said that people that have any kind of like true water fear in this life have most likely, if you believe, I guess, in past lives, experienced some kind of trauma in water. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Think,
yeah, I must, because it's not rational at all. And it's yeah. been literally as long as I can remember. And yeah. has not gone away. It's
that
strange.
Yeah. That is interesting. Yeah, and you totally do have it. But you'll get in the pool and stuff.
I have to, but see, I'm weird. I do wash, but I also mm-hmm. don't like showers. I have to like really want to get, I've been getting in the tub recently, but I fill okay. it with salt. I think it's because I need some of the electrolytes from the salt recently, mm-hmm. but it, like it's not okay. I have to really want that water.
And it's so interesting.
I'll baby wipe my body down well, that I won't yeah. get in the shower so
like
much.
The feeling.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It feels claustrophobic. It feels like I probably did have a.
Something happened to us. Yeah.
Something happened to us.
Yeah.
Do either of you have good luck charms or pendants or anything that you keep as a good luck charm?
I don't know. This necklace that I'm wearing right now has lucky charms like on it. It has like a four-leaf clover and an evil eye and like a horseshoe on it.
Oh my God, how funny.
My mom got me that because we're like, you know, a little just like thankful, lucky, or like my production company thing. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I have anything that's like really brought me like where I'm like, oh, I have to hold on to that. But like something sentimental like that, I feel like is just nice to have.
Yeah. I have my grandmother's necklace and I used to wear that as a real like safety. And mm-hmm. I did have a little bit of a superstition about wearing that on flights. Like I felt like I had to wear it and it was my grandmother protecting me. Mm-hmm. But I've since given that up. But yeah, I don't know. I think when I was younger, I had more physical, good lucky things that I
yeah.
felt that I needed to like have around me or would yeah. bring me luck. But like a lucky eraser. I remember I had to have this eraser for my classes and my tests and I needed that eraser and it smelled kind of like bubblegum. I liked that eraser. Mm. What about you, baby?
I don't have anything. Recently, since pretty much everyone but one person in my family, well, two people in my family has passed, I got these skulls from Lazario in New York. My wife got me a necklace with my brother's ashes in it, and I wear my brother's ashes all the time, and then I have a skull for every person that has died recently that when I go out, I wear.
And you haven't taken the necklace off that
I will not
got
take
you.
That off.
Yeah. That's so sweet.
Ever. I don't care how fat, how skinny I get, I will always wear that. I don't care what role I'm playing, they're going to have to figure that out because I'm not going to take it
good
off.
For you.
One, I'll probably lose it if I take it off just because I'm I lose stuff easily.
True. Yeah.
But also, like, my mom got one, too, and she was like, I think it's too much energy. I want to take it off. And I'm like, no, I think it's right for me just because I can touch it and feel it. I don't have to keep a memory of my brother so heavily in my brain. I can, like, let it it's go a little there. Bit more because I know it's just right here.
Right. By your heart.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's sweet.
And then my skulls. I did that. I did. I rarely do big purchases when it comes to jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to New York, and I was like, everyone's gone. Everyone gets a skull, and that is my jewelry. If you see me recently, I'm always wearing these.
And, sweet.
Yeah, so.
I feel like people also do that with tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's, like, superstitious, but I think it's
like ritualistic.
Yeah. People
I get
will get that. Do you have tattoos?
Yeah, I don't.
No.
Never wanted them covered up in a makeup chair.
That's
like,
fair.
I'd have to get them hidden if I did, but nothing's felt like, oh, I have to have that on me. Maybe one day if something strikes me like that, I'm not opposed to it, but
yeah
nothing has felt like that necessary yet.
I've enjoyed having you on.
Thank you so much.
You are so much fun.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that you're doing that we want to promote here on the Times of Tea?
Yeah, I have a movie on Netflix right now called The Wrong Paris.
Mm.
It's a fun little rom-com about like a reality dating show, and I play sort of the villain mean girl on there doing a southern accent. Yes, she's a little bit of a bitch. And you can go watch that now. It's really fun.
How was shooting that?
So fun. It was with Miranda Cosgrove, fellow child actor, and we didn't know each other, but we really bonded, and she's so sweet and easy to work with, and Yvonne Orji from Insecure, hilarious, and we filmed in Vancouver, and then we filmed a week in Paris, France, which was nuts.
Sick.
Yeah, really, like, pinch me moment getting to film there. Yeah.
This just reminds me of this situation. Did you guys see the TikTok. Sorry. I learned something new on TikTok. The TikTok.
Niece.
Yes.
Niece. Yes.
Yes.
It's so similar to this plot. Everyone's like, did they turn that movie around in the last 2 weeks since Niece and Tunis?
Hilarious.
Yeah.
What's going on, you guys?
Okay.
What's happening?
Okay. So there were
I want to be involved.
Yep. I'm going to tell you, baby.
Thank you.
And for anyone out there who doesn't
What's happening?
Know. So there were two girls who were trying to go to Nice, France, and instead were put on a plane to Nice, Africa. And so Tunis, like T-U-N-I-S instead of Nice, France. And there was this whole confusion, and then they were kind of documenting the whole thing, but The Wrong Paris, it just feels
so we all
fitting.
Think we're going to Paris, France, and we end up in Paris, Texas.
Love that.
Classic. Yeah.
Love so
that.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Where can we catch you on all your socials?
It's just my name, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. I guess I have
She's
X
so many
or whatever that
Facebook.
Is.
She's so many followers on Facebook.
There's so
she
many.
Does.
So many
she does have like so many followers. You guys, let's toast.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Ching ching.
That
ching,
was so
ching.
Fun.
Today.
On the Teas of Time.
On the Teas of Time.
We're toasting
to
Jack and Dan.
Jack and Dan!
Yes, we're toasting. You don't know Jack and Dan.
Don't.
But Jack is our technical producer, and Jack and Dan, they got married.
Oh, yay!
So he's our technical director who usually shoots all of our episodes, and we love him so much.
We love you, Jack!
And we're excited for him and his husband, Dan, and we wish them nothing but the best on this
Sweet.
New chapter. But we love their love.
We love their love. I just want to bring it up. I'm going to judge you guys. Yes, we got invited to
last minute.
The wedding last minute. Mm. Just
and
you know,
because I actually had to prompt that and be like, it would be so funny if you invited us.
Wouldn't it be crazy if we was like,
Raven and I have a tendency to like crash weddings every now and again. And he was like, oh, well, if you want, it's okay.
So we hope you enjoyed the present we got you. And I'm going to do this last thing. Have you ever been to a wedding?
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel like buying what's on the register is like fair to your personal...
The registry.
That, yep.
Same thing.
Yeah. Are you going for, like, the cheapest thing or the most expensive thing? Or, like, where does your buying habit spin when it comes to the wedding registry?
It depends on whose wedding it is, like, how close I am to that person. But I'm probably somewhere in the middle. I'm probably not going, like, $2,000 Vitamix.
That's fair.
But I'm not going to just go, like, you know, $25 Target gift card. I'm going to, like, find something that I feel like, oh, I have some tie into. Maybe, like, oh, I know they love... We did pizza nights, and I'm going to get them the pizza oven on there or try to do something I feel like has some relation to me. Otherwise, I'm just like, okay, here's your pot. Like, think of me
which
fondly.
Kind, yeah. Which kind, Madison? Which kind?
Yeah.
Think of me fondly while you smoke and make pot roast. Like,
with this pot.
You can come to our win, Madison. Yeah, hilarious. Thank you.
I think that registries are really... They can be interesting. And I had a family friend send out their registry, and I kid you not, the least expensive item on the registry was $5,000. And I remember my mom and I were talking about it because he was marrying a very, very wealthy girl and her family obviously had a lot of money. But my mom was like, this is insane.
So if you have a lot of money, you shouldn't even have a registry.
Yeah.
That's just like, it's supposed to be helping people that are like going to live together for the first time,
like
start their home.
Fund.
They need silverware.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, otherwise, if you're, no, that's just tacky. Like, make a donation to a charity, or like, I saw someone do like, oh, you can contribute to like our art fund. Like, we already have like all the things we need if you feel so obligated. Like, we're going to like buy some new paintings.
They're bougie ass lesbians.
I just feel like she was telling the secret about our wedding. Oh, no.
You were supposed to say we're bougie. Don't tell us about the art fund. Damn.
It was actually Jack and Dan's. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
No, but that's right.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather give money to the honeymoon fund. Like, let me put in to make sure that you move forward
right
the first couple of days, or, you know, anyway.
But also, if you're doing what our family friends did, you're leaving like no room for the assumption is that everyone can afford to give you something that's $5,000 or more.
Nuts.
And that's crazy. Some people can't. And then like, what are you? I don't know. It just creates
it's
a weird.
Like, where is the wedding? And like, are you having people fly international for it?
Don't even get
like,
me
then that's like
Jack. Destination wedding.
Where is it?
You had
Jack?
To go and do that, Jack. I don't know. It's just that you can just do what we did. Get married in Debbie Allen's front yard. And invite no one.
In Debbie Allen's front yard.
Yeah.
You don't have to choose Debbie Allen's front yard.
No, it has to be Debbie Allen's front yard.
Italy or Debbie's front yard.
There's no
between.
That's it.
That's it.
That's
it.
That's so
Madison.
Sweet.
We love you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming
you.
On.
Thank you.
Thanks
really
for having
me.
And
that was
trying
so fun.
On the podcast. It was really
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, thanks for
really...
watching me do that.
Yep.
We're going to flip it so it's like something you're talking about personally. Yeah. Not really the fact that you love me just to get views, okay? That's what we do here on the show.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, perfect clickbait. I knew you would do me like this.
She's like, my superstition. Yeah. Crying hysterically.
Now I have to show you a picture that my mom put in my purse before I left of us when we met on the set of Court in the House. And she also shoved multiple things in there. She was like, you know, you got a couple autographs from the Cheetah Girls when they did like the Disney Channel games, but you weren't there. And I literally walked around with like, okay, CD number one, CD number two, DVD number one. I think I have a book. And she was like, Raven didn't sign any of these. If you want to bring them today. I was like, no, I don't need. She was like, just bring them.
I'll
just
sign
in case
that.
They're all in my purse.
Do you have them all?
Hilarious.
All the girls signed?
Yes.
Hilarious.
But
I
Raven.
Sign that.
I have never gotten rid of anything ever. And
we'll
grab
it right now. I'll sign it on camera.
Wait, also, is the photo, is she wearing a South Park hat? A baseball cap?
Yes, you are wearing a hat.
Oh, thanks.
It's the picture.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
we have
hilarious.
Two pictures together. We have this one from Corinne House where I literally went mute. And then we have one from the Radio Disney Music Awards in like 2017. I have a Sharpie. Yeah. My mom put everything in my purse.
She is ready.
Oh my God.
Rarely do I say
this
yes.
This is
to
the
stuff
photo.
Like that. Oh yeah, that's the baby girl.
I showed her that photo and Raven still has that hat.
I still have the
do
hat.
You really? Mm-hmm. It's a cool hat.
I remember this. I was like, this little girl is out here getting her whole life.
Here's the CD.
So freaking cute. Hilarious.
My
give me that.
God.
Thank you so much.
Wow. This is so
rarely
funny.
Do you get the whole Cheetah girl, though.
Wait.
Yes.
Bring
so
out these
rare.
Books.
Yeah, my mom really put everything in here. So I
should I just
everything
sign
else
across
signed,
everyone's
but...
face?
Oh man, no, maybe just
go where you feel. I don't think the DVDs were signed, maybe, but...
I think only
we
you heard that.
Two.
Destruction.
We
did
have...
you catch that? Oh, it's crazy.
Raven caught it.
I have a... That's a Raven
that.
DVD.
Oh. I'll sign that. And
oh God, I love the cheetah girl.
Oh my God, babe, your face is so
I'm
cute.
Such a girl.
Raven's like.
I still do that. Iconic.
The high yeah, side I know. I was gonna say, too.
She oh, still does this face.
Trying to do that again, but move the mic so you can see the thing when you do it.
Don't worry with the hey.
I have two books. Oh and my this God. One was given to me by Kyle for my 8th birthday, and he signed
oh,
the back
wow.
of it.
Oh, wow. Kyle, that's yeah. not even your show.
Wait, psyched?
He's on the cover.
Oh, that's fair.
It's called A Family Affair.
Raven Baxter and her best friends, Eddie Thomas.
Publishing.
Publishing. You can't read that.
Yes, you can.
I don't know.
I can read a little bit of it. Bring it on, Shirley, said Raven. There you go.
You can read that part.
You
can
there
read
you
that.
Go.
You don't have to sign all of them.
Oh,
thank
no,
you.
This is fun.
Okay. Am I the first person to bring 8 different pieces of physical memorabilia
ever.
From
this
2005?
Is, yes. This is so cool.
Great.
The pages are yellowed. Okay, you guys. Yeah,
she's vintage.
Vintage. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
First edition.
Do you remember this? Boys like girls. Girls likes boys. Wait, boy likes girl. Girl likes boy. They both die. Cry, cry, cry. The end. Yes. Said Raven.
Period.
Yes, that was a poem that I did in school.
Oh my God, hilarious.
Ate that up.
I'm so mad at everybody.
Oh
that
my God.
Addressing your heterosexuality.
Literally.
Can you imagine?
Wow, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my God, your mom's gonna be so happy.
She is. She's like, oh, you did it.
Yeah.
Did you read
them? It's worth something.
Yeah, I read them when I was little.
What
yeah.
What is it about?
I mean, it's been
it's
20
the episode,
years since
right?
I read them, but...
Is it the whole episode?
It must be, yeah.
Based on the television series That's a Raven, created by Michael Poyas and Susan Sherman, part one is based on the episode written by Laura Perkins and Carla. Oh, I remember Carla. Is based on the episode written by Beth and Jeff. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Where do you get these books?
I don't remember where I got them originally.
They were sold at Walmart. They were sold at school fairs. They were sold...
Oh, yeah. I definitely use my Scholastic Book Fair points for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the book fairs. I was going to say these remind me of, like,
this
Scholastic.
This is not even a Raven Baxter picture. I feel like that was a picture from
yeah,
from
like,
Cheetah Girl time.
Oh, or wow. Just, like, from you and... Oh, hey.
That ass.
Hey.
Period.
Period. This was great.
I have my Parasico jeans on...
It's this face for me. Raven goes like so.
Thank you so much for watching Tea Time. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment. Don't forget to leave a comment down below of who you would like to see on Tea Time. And make sure you follow Madison on all of her adventures on television and Netflix. That was weird. You know what I mean? Watch her on TV. Babes.
We come in peace, said Chelsea.
Shit. Bye, y'all. See y'all
Bye.
Next week.